I'm with the BBC News. This is Cathy Clugston. A UN report has accused Myanmar's military leaders of carrying out genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity against Muslim Rohingyas and other ethnic minorities. It names six top generals, including the commander-in-chief, Min Aung Hlaing, and says they should be prosecuted at the International Criminal Court. The chairman of the fact-finding mission on Myanmar, Marzuki Darusman, blamed the military for deliberately targeting civilians.
These operations are based on policies, tactics and conduct that consistently fail to respect international law and deliberately target civilians. They are in flagrant disregard of the life, property and well-being of civilians. They are marked by extreme levels of brutality and disproportionality. They are in the pursuit of deeply discriminatory and exclusionary visions, primarily affecting ethnic and religious minorities.
The UN report criticises Myanmar's once-fated civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi for failing to protect civilians. It said she had little control over the army, but declined to use her position or her moral authority to try to stop the atrocities against the Rohingya. Imogen Folks has the details.
In a detailed report looking at violence in Rakhine, Kachin and Shan states, the investigators provide evidence of murder, torture, rape and, against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine, extermination. The report is also highly critical of Myanmar's political leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who it says failed to use her position as head of government or her moral authority to prevent the violence. The investigators say no military necessity can ever justify gang-raping women, assaulting children and burning entire villages.
State media in North Korea say a Japanese tourist, Tomoyuki Sugimoto, who was detained earlier this month, will be expelled. Here's Stephen McDonnell.
According to North Korea's state-run media, Tomoyuki Sugimoto has been released on the principle of humanitarianism. However, the Japanese tourist had reportedly been accused of filming a military facility in Nampo City, a port to the south of the capital, Pyongyang. Analysts are interpreting the release as a goodwill gesture to try and improve North Korea-Japan relations, which have been strained in recent times over Pyongyang's nuclear missile program.
World News from the BBC.